Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Ooh, well, I have one thing that I do every Sunday morning is host this show, Reality Spirituality. Welcome. My name is Rebecca L. Norrington. I am the world's only happiness specialist. And yes, the challenge is real. Listen, just because I'm a happiness specialist doesn't mean I don't bleed red like everybody else. The interesting thing is, it's the challenge. We are forced. The universe is forcing all of us. Well, I don't know about all of us, but a lot of us, some of us, you know, aren't doing anyway, doesn't even matter. Listen, forced to surrender. You know, I talk about what adds to happiness, what subtracts from happiness. And one of the things that adds to your happiness is the practice of surrendering. And oh my goodness, left hand up in the air, that practice of surrender ain't easy, folks. But before I get into the show, because you know I'm like a cannonball shot out of a cannon. I just get so passionate about this topic and this topic of how to, and who am I, world's only happiness specialist? I am what I do, what I practice. I'm discovering my destiny and my purpose are linked together. And my destiny is to find, search, how can I experience more happiness while I'm traveling on this thing they call life? And what I do is share with other people how to experience happiness. And when I say happiness, I'm talking about an internal peace. I'm talking about the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens. And you know, we've been talking about this for years, people. We've been talking about this, how to be at peace regardless of what happens. And here we go with the global challenge. I mean, the universe knows how to throw that baseball bat right to the back of your head, right? I mean, this is a challenge. But the interesting, oh, and before I forget, I'm going to be interviewed live this Saturday. This Saturday is going to be April the 4th at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Mance and Mitchell. Mance and Mitchell, it's a radio show from Portland. Let me see if I can, what is it? Oh, geez, I should have been more. Mance and Mitchell, M-A-N-T-Z and Mitchell. You can just Google it. But they have a show, and so I'm going to be their guest, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, this coming up Saturday. But, okay. Woo! The topic today is isolation and how to cope with and how to be at peace with this. I mean, I'm out in the streets, and when I say out in the streets, I'm talking about when I'm shopping for produce. Nobody's out there. And how do you cope with and how do you navigate through this circumstance and still be at peace and still be at ease? Well, for my new listeners, let me just define the word happiness. And for me, happiness is being able to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. But even more interesting, not interesting, but even more important than that, happiness is a practice skill. So whatever you're practicing in the moment, know that you're taking that with you to your future moment. So it is really about a practice. Happiness is a practice skill. So what are you practicing during your day? What are you practicing in the moment? And the practice becomes a choice. And so before you say, listen, for me, when I say I was miserable, the misery comes from being judgmental, always right, blaming other people and circumstances for how I was feeling. Oh, geez, I could go on and on and on. Having expectations, lack of personal growth. Oh, allowing my ego to think that my ego and my thoughts are true and real, and to identify with my thoughts and to identify with the ego. How about this one? Oh, this is a good one. Impatience. Practicing patience, and talk about surrendering. The practice of patience is also necessary. And I'm stammering because there's so many things that when we are hit by reality, listen, this life is a roller coaster, regardless of what you're vibrating. The good news is the more you practice vibrating peace, contentment, satisfaction, and trust that the universe is here to serve you, the universe is here serving all of us, then you'll be able to navigate through these bumps in the road. And this is a bumpy bump. I mean, this is, that's another thing that's created by the ego. You hear how I'm making this, oh, this is big, this is huge. All labels subtract from peace. All labels subtract from your happiness. So what are we experiencing here? That's it. It's just an experience without the judgment. What we're all doing, now let me scratch that. I don't know what we're all doing. But what I used to do, I'm going to put it all on me. What I used to do is judge the experience as good, bad, right? Either this is good that's happening to me, or this is bad that's happening to me. So the judgment, all judgments subtract from your peace. All judgments subtract from your happiness. So it's really about accepting and trusting that we are all experiencing this. You are experiencing this, my dear audience, for a reason. A reason that is going to serve you sometimes. A lot of times this doesn't feel good, does it? Doesn't feel good. Growth doesn't feel good. Surrendering doesn't feel good. Trusting, I wasn't taught to trust and surrender in school. But when you make a commitment, and it is a commitment, and when I say a commitment, priority, you got to want to be at peace. You got to want to have happiness. You got to want to be at peace. Just like you want and need to, not want, just like you need to breathe. That's how you embrace this. The commitment comes from, do you want it that bad? It's just like the athletes out here, the greatest athletes, I'm a sports fan, the greatest athletes out here, from the LeBrons to the Tom Brady's to the Michael Jordans to the, who's the other guy I was trying to think of? Serena Williams. All these athletes, what do? They practice, they train. So when you practice and you train and you are, and I'm going to get to the people in the queue in just a minute. I got a lot of people in the queue. Some people want to speak, I'm going to get to you in just a little bit. Thank you for your patience. So when you practice trusting and surrendering, and the trust is a knowing that everything that's happening is here to serve you. Doesn't feel good all the time, and the ego will try to label it. But can we get through this? Can we navigate through this? Witnessing what's going on as opposed to judging. You know, the thing about trust and surrender, how many of you out there practice trusting and surrendering on a daily basis? Because if you don't practice surrender, trusting and surrendering on a daily basis, this is going to feel like a baseball bat to the side of the head. That's why it's a practice skill. Being at peace not only is a practice skill, but is a state of being. It is a state of mind. You can be anywhere. You can be in a jail cell, which kind of feels like what I feel like right now, in a jail cell and still be at peace. Is that possible? You know it's possible. Of course it's possible. So we're forced to surrender. The universe is forcing us to surrender. And one of my challenges, one of my personal challenges is somebody telling me what I can't do. You're telling me I can't go to the gym. You're telling me I can't. In California, one of my friends told me that an acquaintance of hers got a ticket for walking in the park. A ticket for walking in the park. Now, it was a $200 ticket. Let me tell you something. Oh, my goodness. If that had been me, and I'm throwing this out there, my ego would have been all frantic. A ticket? Oh, my goodness. So the surrendering is real. And the ego does not want us to surrender. The ego does not want us to trust. The ego wants us to label doom and gloom and there's something wrong. And I'm sorry, but I can't let the ego drive, because when the ego drives, I feel bad. I feel like crap. I feel like there's something wrong. I focus on what's wrong in the world as opposed to focusing on what's right. Can we look at this? Can you, you know, when we talk about practicing perspectives, I'm going to get to the call in less than a minute. When I talk about practicing perspective, you know, there are 360 degrees in a circle, and I believe there's at least 360 different perspectives that in other words, shift your perspective from just one way, shift it to a way that's going to feel good. And when I say feel good, I mean vibrate. You know, we're all energy and we're vibrating. You know the difference. You're vibrating either fear, you're vibrating concern, you're vibrating peace, or you're vibrating trust. So it is a vibration that I'm talking about, a maintaining a vibration of peace, regardless of the storms and the lightning and the thunder that's around us. Let me go to my first caller here, area code 408. Hold on a second. Let me get this. 408. You're live on Reality Spirituality. Welcome to the show. What's your first name? Hello? Area code 408. Hello?
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, what's your first name?
Craig.
Frank?
Craig. C.
Hi,
C.
Frank. What's up? What's going on, Frank?
No. Yeah, nothing much. It's just a wonderful day. And the name is Craig, by the way, Craig with a C.
Oh, how did I get Frank from Craig? But anyway, hi, Craig. Welcome.
Oh, hey, thank you. Yeah, thank you. You're talking about a lot of wonderful things, and I love to hear people speak the way you talk, because a lot of information that would lead people to the place where things are possible. And so I was just wanting to add to some of that, what you were speaking on. And I think the last thing you were talking about was the energy, the heart, where the heart has an energy field. I think that's what you were talking about. When someone opens up their heart to someone else, there's a mirroring effect where the person outside of the person who's opening their heart up, that person gets to take a look at themselves in the mirror, and they get to see themselves. So a lot of times people don't acknowledge themselves right away. They tend to run away, or they tend to go on their own way. But that moment in time where you were looking at yourself in the mirror, later on, when that comes back to your thought process, you're going back to that time when this happened. And you're able to see what that person was doing. They were opening themselves up to you. They weren't attacking you. They weren't trying to control you or manipulate you or exploit anything. So you get to take a look and things become quite clear. And there was something wonderful about that experience. And you're just now getting the benefits of it. So that really is interesting for those people who are just getting it. And if you're like me, when you just get something, you want to give it back to that person. You want to start being that, reflecting back what that person was projecting, but they're not around anymore. So you get to walk around
Let me stop you just for a second, because one of the things that I do on the show, I don't know if you listen to the show, but one of the things, and I love how you described about the mirror, because that is one of the keys, and I've been teaching the Truth About Happiness class now a little over 3 years. Of course, the class has been canceled because of the coronavirus, but that's okay.
Oh, no.
One of the things that I do in the class is the first day is I give everybody a little package, and it's wrapped up. It's a little present, and I say in this package is the answer to all of your problems and all of your challenges and all of your issues for the rest of your life. Can you guess what that is, Frank? Craig?
I'm going to listen.
Huh?
Tell me. I'm going to listen. Go ahead. Tell me.
So the answer is the mirror.
Right.
I mean, you brought it up.
Right. Exactly.
You brought it up, so it is. It is a mirror, but the thing is, this is what I've expanded to. I used to, Craig, look at other people, and I feel your heart. I feel your heart. Your heart is here to help others, to uplift others, to show others the way, to be an example. But one thing that I've learned, especially now that I'm the world's only happiness specialist, is that this peace and this contentment and this happiness and all of the stuff that I'm talking about is it subtracts when I look at or I notice or I even talk about someone else. In other words, mind my own business. And one of the things that brings me more peace. Now, listen, I'm going to share with anybody that wants to listen what I've learned. But as far as being, because it's an ego for me. I'm just talking for myself. It's an ego thing that, oh, I'm helping. You know what really gives me a vibration of, wow, it's that in talking to people like you or anyone, Craig, it's someone tells me that, you know what, I never looked at it like that before. In other words, offering perspectives, offering different ways to think, offering a variety, offering choices. And just like you said, it's the openness. But everybody's not open. And I realized that I used to, doesn't everybody want to be happy? Doesn't everybody want to be? And the answer is absolutely no. And not only is it no, it's the inability to practice, because it's very painful. It's not easy to look in the mirror and come up, oh, it's my fault, my solutions, my challenges. It's very, because of the programming. We were programmed to think that it's somebody else or something else. So the combination of what you talked about, combination of staying out of other people's business, not noticing what anybody else is doing. See, the sun shines on the cereal. Right?
Yeah,
so
you got to let me jump in here.
My question to you, my dear Craig, is what are your specific challenges what are your specific challenges that you would like to share with the audience?
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, thanks for asking. And that's a good question. That's a good question to ask me. But let me just go ahead and answer the question because I'll forget. So for me, and it seems it's funny though. It's really funny because I have to do this. I have to practice what I preach, obviously, right? Otherwise, I'll just be one of those. So
you're either talking it or you're walking it.
Yeah, well, I'm walking it.
And let me say something. There's nothing wrong with the people. That's the other level. There's nothing wrong with the people that just talk it. See? So this journey that we're on is about total acceptance. So there's nothing wrong with the people that just talk it. You're just identifying. You're one of the people that walk it. So let me hear it. I can't wait to hear it. Hit me, Craig. Hit me.
Okay. I know you want it good. I'm going to give it to you the best way I know how. That's very good. So you ready? Okay.
Oh, God.
I know. Listen, this is important. And this is why God gave you two ears, so that you may hear twice as much, right? So that's cool. And so people that are listening, you know, they're paying attention because obviously something's getting ready to happen here, and people want to hear what that is. So for myself, speaking for me, taking responsibility for my feelings is a big part in who I am, okay? Because in doing so allows me to have the change in my behaviors and reap
the benefits. Give me something specific. Let's get really deep. Give me something specific. Give me a perfect example.
All right.
Give me a perfect example. You can be Frank if you want. I don't need to call you Frank.
I'll give you an example off the top of my head that comes to my mind is ambiguous people that are ambiguous.
We're not talking about people. We're talking about Craig.
I'm giving you an example of that right now. I have to paint a picture. I'm dipping my paintbrush into the thing so I can paint the picture. Because when I speak, I'm going to speak pictorial, so you can see. Not looking out your two eyeballs into the natural realm here, but in your mind's eye, with the trunk of your brain, where you're connected to your central nervous system. I'm talking about looking spiritually, okay? Now, I know a lot of people can't see spiritually. They can only see the flesh. They can't see past the flesh, spiritually speaking. So in my audience, I'm aware of this. There might be people out here. So, but you want me to answer the question? Let me just get to the point. And I mean, I probably can't do it now because now I'm getting all weird now, and I don't want to be weird. I'm just a funny kind of guy. I like to explain things in a different way. But if anybody was listening, then they would be able to see what I was saying, and it makes all sense when I get to the point. But maybe next time.
You're not gonna share a specific challenge with me?
Well, I'll give you one if you want one. You ready?
I want a specific challenge about what you are.
Okay.
Let's use the word struggling with.
Let me give
you
an example of this let me just shoot it out there, and if it doesn't work for you, then that's fine. You can tell me all about it after I'm finished. And it won't take very long because I try to talk as fast as I can, and I pack a lot into what I say so that when you get it, then you can unpack what I said. You can go, oh, my goodness, this guy made it very good like he said. But we have to get there first. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready, but you're on limited time now. I'm giving you a lot of time,
okay,
and we haven't even
so
gotten.
Let me, I know, but you have to let me speak. People that are ambiguous, they say one thing, but if you take it this way, and you in your mind, you could take it this way or you could take it this way. But if you take it this way, then they're going to say, ba 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 ba, I meant it like this. So to me, that's ambiguous. So that causes me to feel a certain way when people play that game. So I have to take responsibility for my feelings, because my feelings, when they become powerful as they do, and they will, that's a time for me to go take a look at what the problem is. And since I eat problems for breakfast, that makes me a troubleshooter. So now I get to enjoy the benefits of doing what I do best.
That was really good. You know what I got from that?
What'd you get from that?
You know what's really interesting about you, because I can feel your energy. I can feel your energy up and down and up and down, and I can feel your energy with this passion, a borderline on, passion bordering on anger and temper. I can feel it. I can feel it. But let me share with you something, because I'm telling you, I used to be a walking time bomb. A walking time bomb. But what I want to share with you, my dear friend, is that, and I'm getting chills now, is that when these people, and I'm saying these people, anybody other than you, and you know we're all, you know, when you really get down to it, we're all united in the same anyway. But when these people trigger, you know, it's called pushing a button, I'm triggered. I know exactly what you're talking about. You're triggered, and so now somebody is this way, and now you have to behave. In, you know what I mean? But what I share is, if there are buttons that are pushed, if people can push 5 buttons, or if there's some buttons that I have, guess what? It's my responsibility to get rid of the buttons. So I ask the universe. This was years ago. How can I? Because you always ask the universe. I'm not up here thinking that I'm doing all this stuff by myself. I'm not. So I always ask the how questions. How can I? And so how can I live the rest of my life without any irritation, without any annoyance? Mine used to be customer service. You know, customer service. But you're talking about ambiguous people, and then you are reacting to that. Well, one of the things that what people do and what people say, it's never personal. It's never personal. I don't even care if they're looking at you, they're directing at you. It's not personal. So one of the things to practice is, and I love that you called, you know, and just stay on the line if you want to listen to the rest of this. One of the things you practice is to not take anything personally. One of the things, you know, when I talk about being happy or wanting to be happy or wanting to feel more peace, There are certain behaviors that you practice and certain behaviors that you eliminate. And some of the behaviors that you eliminate are to be able to feel and vibrate more peace, thinking that anything is personal. There's nothing personal in this universe. Also, noticing what anybody else is doing. Noticing or caring about what anybody else is doing. That is going to keep me in a state of up and down and bothered and irritated. So I can't notice what anybody else is doing if I'm prioritizing peace, if I'm committed to peace, if I am choosing peace, noticing what anybody else or even being affected by. Who's more powerful? Who's more powerful? The person that can be affected, the person that can be offended, the person that can be moved by someone else? Do you think an elephant is bothered or moved by or is affected by a flea? So it's our job or our responsibility or our practice is to grow to a point, expand to a point, to be committed to that is it. You know what I do all day? You know what I do all day is I'm conscious and I'm growing. I'm conscious and I'm growing. And this coronavirus, with the isolation and being at home, I mean, it's forcing me to even be more conscious and growing. That's my only job. So the more you grow, the more you expand, the more you commit to being at peace, and the more you want to serve the world. You can't serve the world, and I'm not talking about you, Craig. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about everyone. You can't serve the world being fearful or irritated or annoyed or angry or bothered or, I mean, you can. That's what you're contributing. Whatever you're vibrating is what you're contributing. Whatever you're vibrating is what you're contributing to the world. So I'm up here doing my best to contribute peace to this world. And one of the things that I cannot do is notice or care about or focus on what anybody else is doing. And if somebody, pushes buttons that I have. And you know what's the interesting thing about those buttons? Because sometimes, some days, the same thing could happen. The same. This is one of my things. This is one of my things, Craig, is when you're on the phone with customer service, and then after an hour on the call, the whole troubleshooting and the exhaustion of explaining it to three different people, and then at the end of the call, the question is always, the robotic question is always, is there anything else I can help you with? Can you believe that used to bother me? Well, when I say bother me, it's the same thing, buttons pushed. But the challenges and the excitement comes from, there are times when I hear that question that used to annoy me, that used to bother me, and oh my goodness, I can hear it and it sounds like music to my ears. So when you commit to wanting to serve this world and you commit to, and it's not even about serving the world, scratch that I even said it. It's about being the most peaceful, conscious energy that you can in this moment. And quite frankly, whatever you're vibrating is still okay, because the big thing is acceptance over all of it, over the trust, over the surrendering. I mean, the universe is all about acceptance, all about acceptance. And so when you practice accepting not only yourself, well, it starts with self, and then it automatically you're able to accept others. So there's no issue with anybody. There's no issue with anybody, because if there is, I know that I've got to look at me. I know that I need something to do. I know that I have a project. I know that okay, what is it? It's a clue. I really love your example, Craig. I really love your example. I have a few people in the queue. Oh, but nobody wants to. Okay, you just want to listen. That's fine. So to sum everything up, well, I'm not summing everything up, but to share and also expand on what Craig said, this happiness, this peace, there's a formula to it, and it never involves anyone else. The formula is only one person in it, and that's you. There's only one person in the mirror. So the talk about the noticing, the focusing, even having a conversation about someone else, unless you're saying, wow, look at what that person has. I really admire that, respect that, or the tenacity, or what we can learn from somebody. In other words, looking at someone else positively and only finding the good, just like God, universe, only finds the good, only looks for the good, only sees good. That's my belief. And so when you look and you find fault and you make a judgment or even a discussion with anything other than acceptance, woo, you're adding a little sand to your clear water. You're adding a little dirt to your glass of purified water, and even a speck of sand. So The practice, if you prioritize wanting to be at peace regardless of what happens in your life and regardless of what doesn't happen, the practice is acceptance, total acceptance of self and of others and of the situation, and then trusting that whatever is happening for a reason that, quite frankly, I don't understand, but I'll tell you this. All of the things that have happened to me that have been big challenges in my life, and I look down the road, and maybe it's a 6 months later, 3 months later, a year later, I can tell you right now that the evidence shows that everything happened for a perfect reason, and now I'm at a new level, a different level of consciousness. You know, I talk about that example of the World Trade Centers and being on top of the World Trade Centers before they were blown up. I love this example, and when I was on the top of the World Trade Center back in 1998, I could look down on the Brooklyn Bridge. I looked down and I saw a plane flying. I mean, I'm looking down and I see a plane beneath me. So that perspective of the world, that perspective in that moment is the same thing with this life. There's a different perspective, and it depends on how you grow and how open are you to change and how open are you to doing something different than you already have and how open are you to recognizing that there is a programming that says there's something wrong. The programming is the key. The programming is the one that causes, in fact, let me go to this right now because I posted this. Let me share what I posted about the coronavirus. Hold on a second. Okay. The struggle is not the coronavirus. All struggle is internal. Suffering comes from thinking that something needs to be different than what is actually happening. Believe it or not, the coronavirus is a blessing in disguise. Can you find your personal blessing during this time? And, you know, it's easy to feel good when the sun is shining. The question is, who are you when life hits you in the back of the head? This coronavirus, this circumstance, this experience is providing us all an opportunity to grow. And I know growth doesn't feel good all the time, and growth is uncomfortable, and growth is, listen, you think I like chewing on growth? Heck no. But what I do know, especially with the practice, is that I always come out with more perspective and more peace. Growth means peace. Growth means peace. Growth means more freedom, open, more perspective, acceptance, trust, surrender, and especially now, patience. Because you can vibrate two ways, worry and concern, or you can vibrate trust and surrendering. It's totally up to you. And it's totally up to what you practice. And it's not practicing. It is not practicing. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's a road less traveled. However, I'm telling you right now that the gifts that come out of, I can walk down the street and I can feel peace even in the middle of a storm. And that is a practice. Woo! You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening. And also this Saturday, April the 4th at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'm going to be on Manson Mitchell. It's a radio station out of, let me see if I can get that online station right now really quick. Where is that? Mitchell. Let's see, what station is that? That's on 11:50 a.m. It's in Portland, KKNW, 11:50 a.m. You just can Google Manson Mitchell, M-A-N-T-Z and Mitchell podcast. And so I'm going to be their guest at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time this Saturday. And, of course, we're talking about the coronavirus. And, you know, I was having a conversation with one of my acquaintances that I've known for a long, long time. And the first thing out of their mouths is, this is bad, this is doom and gloom, and everybody's dying. Well, you can focus on that, and know that when you do focus on that, I'm not saying this not happening, but you are responsible for what you are contributing to the planet. And what are you contributing? Worry, concern, or are you contributing trust, relax, peace? I don't know. It's a choice that all cannot make, that all cannot practice. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a couple of videos on YouTube. I know I haven't posted anything lately, but who knows what's going on in the future. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, the one I'm writing now, which I have a lot of time to write, right? I have a lot of time to finish. It's going to be called Program for Unhappiness. It's going to be out sometime this year. So join me again this Saturday if you want. Listen to Manson Mitchell at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Or I'll talk to you again next Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are, your physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality, Spirituality, with your happiness specialist, Rebecca Norrington. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
All the spiritual.
Hello, area code 229, area code 229. You know what? I didn't even realize I had more callers. I don't want to hang up before I talk to all my people. Area code with your first hello. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. My name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. What's up?
Hi. I just want to see,
are you a little general? Are you the same Melvin that was having problems with his family?
Oh, yeah. I just
hey,
brushed
Melvin.
Them off. Yeah, I remember
okay.
you too.
Yeah,
I just decided that, you know what? I'm not going to run behind them, and I'm not going to let them keep me down because I know I'm
uh-huh.
a good person, and I know I always been there for them, and they know that. And that's with my kids and my sisters and brothers. So I just decided to say, forget it. But I said another word, though, so. But,
you can say that word. You can say that word. I don't mind. You can say that word. You can say, fuck it. I get it.
Yeah.
Listen, I say it, too.
Well, that's exactly what I said. I said that. And I feel better. And be honest with you, nobody don't call me but one of my brothers, and that's it. And he's the sickest one in the family. He's the only one calling me.
Melvin, I've talked to you enough. I've talked to you enough that now you know I'm gonna be hard on you. I'll be hard on you because we don't talk about other people. Remember, it's all about us. It's all about us, the person. So tell me what you're challenged with. What are you challenged with now? What are you challenged with?
I'm challenged with my health. I've just been feeling drowsy, lazy, and sleepy, and I have had tests ran, all kind of EKGs, MRIs, because I recently got in a wreck. Did you remember that?
Yeah.
I got in a car accident. Yeah, and I think that car accident did something to me. And, well, it did shake my hip and my back. But overall, as far as my internal, it's like I'm trying to get going. It's like I got so much stuff I'm carrying, and I'm trying to get this shit off me. And it's holding
me
back.
Let me help you with that. Let me help you with this. Let me help you with this, okay? Just let me help you with this.
Okay.
Because I can feel you. I can feel you. And what I feel from you is a lot of heavy energy, heavy energy, and focusing on, you know, just like the other caller, focusing on what's wrong. You know, focusing on what's wrong, what happened, living in the past, and having a story about it. Having a story about it. And let me just shift your perspective. Let me just help you. Let me just try to share with you what I would do. Because, listen, I got health issues. I got a bad neck. I got a bad inner thigh pull. I mean, I got a lot of crap, too. But the thing is, what am I focused on? Am I focused on what's wrong with me? Am I focused on the pain? Am I focused on being uncomfortable? Am I focused on not being able to sleep for more than 3 hours? Am I focused on any of that? No. I focus on what I can do. I focus on because it's a vibration, and your vibration, your vibration is a vibration that's going to keep you stuck because you're buying into the story, you know, this is what's wrong, health issues, but this is a time where that gratitude and looking at other people and checking out, I don't know if you go online or anything, but I was looking at some kid, no arms, no legs, running around here smiling. He does TED Talks.
Right.
I mean, when I'm in those kind of, or if I, well, I usually don't, but if I did, only because of, you know, the practice, if I did, I know to look out. See, there's something that you can do as opposed to sitting in it, sitting, talking about it. The woe is me. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm just describing because you know I love you. You know I love you. But there's something you can shift your focus. Shift your focus so you can see gratitude and being grateful and what you can do and who you might be able to help somebody just by, you know, using the phone. You know, there's a lot of people that are shut in. You know, there's. How can you help? How can you help someone else? How can we help other people be stuck in our house and with the internet and the phone and all that? We can find something else to do. In other words, take the focus on what you can't do and put the focus on what you can do, because you have the biggest heart, the biggest heart. So. You don't need to use your big heart with the family, but you could use your big heart for strangers. See? So the focus comes, and I'm getting chills because I know you. You are a giver. You are a giver. And you still can give, but we have to give to ourselves, first. And you ask the universe, hey, universe or God, whatever you want to call the entity, hey, how can I feel how can I feel at peace with all of the challenges that I have? Just throw that out there. How can I feel at peace even though I'm not feeling comfortable or my health doesn't feel good? How can I be at peace? How can I serve someone else who, quite frankly, is in a worse situation than me? So these are the things that we do, or I do, when I'm feeling, oh, God, you know, but go through it, feel it, and you're the most honest young man that I talked to. I mean, you're so honest and so open and so easy to talk to, and I really appreciate you letting me beat up on you, and you're so kind. But let's focus on doing something for someone else, because you have so much.
And that's what I know, that's what I miss doing. And basically all this illness and stuff, that doesn't bother me. I think it has a lot to do with my stress and anxiety and depression. And I do go to a doctor for that, and I do take medication for that. And I have been taking medication for that for a long time. And it's like it's ganging up on – it's like – not ganging up, but it's getting worse. And I think that is the main issue that I have. And I spoke with the professionals, and they had to increase my medication. And I just been through a lot of shit, you know? And I'm trying to stay focused, and I know I belong in a I know my life should be better than what it is, and I know it's people want me to help them. And they, when I go somewhere, they look at me and they like want to talk to me about sports and all this. They're like, "Where are you been? We need you." And I'm like, it's like I'm trying to break this cycle of negativity, and I always.
Well, let me say something.
I try to brush that off. And I try to brush that off and try
right
to.
Let me give you a prescription right now. Here we go. You ready? You need to laugh more, honey. Do you go on the internet at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You need to go on YouTube and find your videos that you think are funny, but you need laughter. You need to laugh. You need to lighten up. You know, one of the things, I don't know, everybody's sense of humor is different. And then I'm gonna have to end the show because I just saw your number and I was actually ending the show, but I want you to call me back.
Yeah,
next
I appreciate
week
it.
But I want to tell you, you need to go on YouTube and find something that's going to make you laugh. One of the things that is constant for me are those TV news bloopers. TV news bloopers 2019, 2020. News bloopers are funny. I like when people get scared. I think that's funny. So you need to laugh, and
yeah,
you need to laugh today. As soon as we get off the phone, go on. I'm ordering you around. I'm bossing you around now because I care.
Okay.
You need
okay
to laugh.
I need that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're too serious.
Yeah.
You're too serious. Yeah. You need to
yeah
lighten up. And that's your assignment all day. Laugh so hard you pee on yourself.
Wow. That's a lot. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's
good. A little laugh. That's what I want.
That's good.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
There
yeah
you go.
Yeah.
Call me again, okay? Call me again.
Okay.
Wow, what a great call. See, what a great call. I just love that.
Real. Oh yeah.
Of the tea, spiritual of the tea.
It's a new experience.
We of the tea, spiritual of the tea.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Of the tea, spiritual of the tea.
Got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers,
reality,
baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get down.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, you don't feel good now.
Get real good.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.